Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast, where we talk about all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital and now Bold and the Beautiful, since Ian Buchanan will be going there soon and working. And sometimes the Pens when they are winning, and sometimes the Chiefs when they're winning, and a lot of other stuff. So anyway, but mostly Days of Our Lives. We've got Marianne here.
Hello.
I think.
Yeah.
Marianne,
hello. Yeah,
Marianne,
I'm here.
Where
Mama
can people find
Hoot.
You on?
Yeah.
Okay,
at
Mama underscore Hoot.
Yep.
On Twitter. And also you can find Carrie, the Diva of Dual, at Diva of Dual on Twitter, as well as Facebook under Carrie Mesner. And also there's a Diva of Days of Our Lives on the Facebook as well. And then you can, this is Anna, you can find me at Causey Hooch, and otherwise probably under a rock. Anyway, but let's see, want to give, you can also find all of our past interviews and podcasts at on iTunes and of course on Blog Talk's website as well, but iTunes is probably the easiest way. And there's other various ways to find us, but those are the most. And there's also Diva, Diva of Days of Our Lives. No. What is it? Well, I'm sorry. I always get the blog spot one wrong.
I think it's like just Diva. If you go in under like www.divaofdual.com, it'll come up.
Yeah. Okay.
DivaofDual.com.
Anyway, I always
the blog.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So a variety of ways to find us, but definitely if you want to go back and listen to some of your favorites who we've interviewed over the years, easy way to find them is on iTunes. We have an iTunes page. And so with that, and we'll probably be having some interviews in the next while coming up, not in the next like week, but coming up soon. And some other fun stuff coming up
as
well.
We're working on it.
Also wanted to give a shout out to Bob and Amy Hapka, our dear friends, and at Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka, and check them out on Twitter and Facebook. And let's see, also, of course, on Twitter, at Lauren Coslow, Teo Penglis, and and then also Ian Buchanan, another one of our favorites, friends from the show. You can find him at Kilt Trip USA. So with that, let's see. Well, I know what day was my favorite this week, Marianne. But first, before we get started with that, I wanted to congratulate you on getting a letter published in Soap Opera Digest this week. Is the the date on it? July 10th.
I guess it's this
issue.
Week, July 10th. Yeah,
July 10th.
It's probably
on
the sale now or soon.
It wasn't on the newsstand yesterday, but I'm hoping maybe in the next day or so. But if you subscribe to Soap Opera Digest, you probably already got it. But anyway, you have a nice letter. In there with a picture of they added a picture of Kate and Andre to your letter,
which was good.
Yes, and so it's always nice. And I know you and I have in the past have been blessed with having things published, but it's, for me, it's been many years.
You've been a regular
over the years, but yeah, we both not one of us have done anything in quite a while, so this is nice to have that.
After the wedding scene, I was just taking. I mean, it was just such a great, you know, show, the Quandre wedding, that I just kind of like put it together, and I said, you know what, I'm going to write a letter. I haven't written a letter for a long time. I just want to let them know, the magazines and the powers to be, whoever sees that, you know, they need to keep this couple together. So, like, if I can just take a couple, it's a short letter. I'll just read it real quick if you,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's called Scene Stealers. and I said, the episode featuring the Kate and Andre wedding was by far the best days I have seen in quite a while. Lauren Coslow and Teo Penglis stole the show with their impeccable comedic timing and snarky banter. They were very convincing as a married couple even before the wedding, complete with no talking and no sex. I hope the powers that be realize the gold mine they have in this superpower couple and keep this Demir marriage going for a long time. So that was
Yay!
It.
Yay.
Yes.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was good.
I'm glad
definitely.
It caught their
attention. And then we were treated Yes. And then we were treated Friday with an excellent episode.
Excellent.
Our favorite. It's a favorite. I mean, I saved it on my DVR. I'm not deleting it anytime soon.
I think I've already rewatched the scenes.
Me too, because there was more throughout the show. There was more content, I think, and more snark.
More snark between them.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They were.
And with Lucas, too.
He was
lit.
Brian was great. With them, too.
DeTillo
I like
was
to
great
see that little family.
Well.
Because I did a bunch of tweets. I was lucky enough. I was on vacation. I was off. And I happened to watch it live, which doesn't happen hardly at all. But I happened to watch it live. So I was tweeting as I watched it. So everything that struck me. And I think I have like 6 tweets out there.
Gosh.
Regarding the different scenes, like with them, and the different things that they said, and with Lucas too, and it was
check
hilarious.
Check us out at Mama_Hooch because we need to let the tech powers of being know. If you can tweet to @NBCDays and at Days of Our Lives,
and that's what
those
I always do. I try
ones.
For @Days. Yeah, either put an @Days,
hashtag Days,
or. Or @NBCDays, or even both. You know, do that. Just make sure you put either one of those or
definitely.
Both in your tweet. Or
if you're enjoying, we call them Condre, Kate and Andre, and
let
them know that you're enjoying that if you are. And I don't know. I just think they have the they already have everything, but they have the potential to have so much story and so much good. Because I mean, first of all, like you said, their comedic timing is impeccable. Their snark off the charts. And yet, you know,
the delivery, you see
the looks that Kate was giving him? She was totally teasing him yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
Andre was in her pants so bad.
All those things that he was imagining he could do with that olive, I think, that she was rolling around out with.
You can see the sexual tension for sure. And she's,
So basically, this is talk about basically their part, and we can probably take
the whole show and talk about
their
part.
There's really not.
I have so much on there.
I think that's what we should do. I vote in favor of that as well. It's just nice to be really excited about fun stuff on the show again. I mean, some of it we like, and it's okay, but this is really fun. This is really great.
It was fun.
And we're not at all biased, but but I think even people, I mean, like, for example, I had watched it, and I was at my mom's house, and I went, you know, hey, why don't you come and watch, you know, she kind of needed to be cheered up, and so I was like, hey, why don't you come in, I'll just show you the ones with Kate and Andre and Lucas. And so I went back and I fast-forwarded and I showed her just those. And she was laughing her butt off. And she doesn't even watch the show. She's like, I need to start watching this show. It's, like, so funny, so good. And she goes, oh, my gosh, they are so, you know, she just was tickled by it. So this is someone who kind of knows who the characters are just over the years as I've watched it sometimes around her, but she's not like a person who watches it regularly or anything at all. And she really was getting a kick out of it. So anyway, I'd say it probably transcends, you know, all sort of, you know, categories. It was just, I think it's something that anybody would enjoy. So at the beginning of the show there, Lucas and Adrian are sitting there talking, and Adrian gets a conference call from Billy in Austin. He's like, should I take it? And so she's like, yeah. So they call, and they basically tell him that their mom got married to Andre Demira. So So Lucas's expressions crack me up. You just really have to watch the show. If you didn't record it, you just got to go online and watch it at NBC.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you have to see the deliveries
you
and expressions, too. I mean,
yes,
we can tell
yes.
you what they said.
Yes, we
but,
can tell you, but we can't convey how fun yeah. and funny and cute everybody was without you actually seeing
anyway,
it. Because
we'll try.
I mean, Brian DiTillo was on point with his, you know, he was a little overdramatic. You know, Lucas was very, very not, very much unhappy that his mother was marrying this guy. But
yeah.
it was just hilarious, though, the way he responded. And you know, Adrian's like, what? Your mom got remarried? Like basically like, well, that's really not unusual. You know, she's like, this is really a news bulletin here. Yeah, and she's kind of like, at first she was like, she's trying to figure out what it was, what the news was, and she's like, what, did she try to kill a, you know, fiance or a daughter-in-law or, you know, she just was like listing different things that Kate's kind of maybe done or tangled with before, kind of just being funny. And then he's like, no, she married Andre DeMira. And so my first question here, though, I need to put a full stop here, and I need to do a sidebar. Why in the heck do Austin and Billy, who last I checked live out of the country, why do they know their mother married Andre DeMira, and he does not? And he lives in the same town as
he
does
not.
And you know how everybody gossips in Salem. How is he finding out from two of his siblings who live out of the country? That's one of my questions.
Yeah, because I don't think Kate,
anyway.
Unless she feels more comfortable telling Austin than she does telling.
Maybe. Could be.
I don't Or it could
be
through the businesses. You know how they did that with the whole business arrangement through
yeah.
the Mira
oh,
and through their
true.
Austin's
yeah.
lawyer. Maybe he heard it through the business ventures or the business.
Maybe. I guess, but I thought that was kind of
I don't know.
He's getting a conference call from his siblings out of the country. Because last I checked, I think
yeah.
Billy was in London and Austin is somewhere in Zurich, I think, with Carrie. So it just kind of mm-hmm. cracked me up that, you know, always last to know the son that lives in town. Anyway, but it was priceless to see his response to it. And so, and then they pan to, Kate and Andre. Were they at TBD?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yes. And
TBD, yeah, they were
having martinis.
Just talking about Deimos.
Yeah, why don't you take it from there for a little bit and if you want.
From what I remember, they're toasting Deimos, you know, let's toast Deimos's death. And somehow Andre said something about, you mean how he was stuck like a kebab? He said, oh, yes, let's do. And they're toasting and they were saying, then somehow he said, speaking of, oh, they must have, they said about having lamb. They must have been discussing what they were going to have for dinner or something. He said something about, oh, let's
yeah.
have some lamb and with those Greek spices you brought back. And he says, well, look at us talking about talking about family duties. Although when he said family duties, I know he was thinking of some another kind of duty. And she kind of gave him this
yeah.
look like she rolled her eye, you know. Then she said something about marriage or something. She says, you know, marriage never really bothered me. She said something about, but it was the husbands that always annoyed me. And she says, and you better not annoy me. So it was kind of them like going, and then she said, and then about Deimos, he says, yeah, and didn't you want to be with Deimos? Now, look, instead of being Widow DeMira, Widow Kyriakos, you're now Mrs. Andre DeMira. And then Kate kind of says, well, no, wait a minute. She said, I could have inherited a fortune if I was Widow Kyriakos. And she was like, anything Andre would say that would be, you know, she would like come right back. So it was like, and then Lucas,
uh-huh.
then Lucas walked in and he said something about,
yeah.
oh, and you didn't marry that DeMira.
She says, oh, dear, he can be tedious.
Tedious.
She says, oh, dear.
She's saying that.
I love Lucas,
yeah.
but he can be tedious. Yes, he said
tedious
several times. Anyway, and then
uh-huh.
So he comes over, he's standing next to his mom, and he's like, you know, kind of like basically, what in the hell is going on? What were you thinking? And
mm-hmm.
he and she turns around. And as he's walking over to her, she says, but I've always tried to honor my children's choices. Like,
oh, yeah, right, Kate.
A lie.
I almost, like, lost it.
And then she turns around, she sees his tie, and she says, although
yes.
that tie is really testing that, or
really testing that or something like that. It was like
choices.
Basically, she didn't like the tie.
Your choice of ties
yeah,
is really testing
something like
that.
I always try to honor my children's choices in life.
Choices.
And then she turns to, although that choice of tie
there's nothing
is
wrong with my tie.
really testing me right now. Or something. He goes, my tie is perfectly fine. Or something.
Fine, yes.
And then he goes into it with her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they go around and around. And it is just hilarious. And at one point, you know, Andre is trying to stick it to Lucas a little bit because he's being so nasty. He's like, she tries to explain to Lucas, this is just
a business
deal.
Nice to see you, Lucas.
You
know.
Yeah,
him down, and Andre says, nice to see you too, Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas just goes on and on about how awful Andre is, and he's like, yeah, it's a good thing I have a sense of humor.
He did say that.
Or his mom, you know, Kate is trying to explain that, you know, after 6 months, you know, why they got married, and after 6 months that Chad can then take over, and he says, you know, that's a pretty high cost to humiliate yourself or something for that, you know, for that long of a period of time. That's no amount of money is worth humiliating yourself or lowering yourself to that level to this level, you know. And he said something like, he said in 6 months, 6 months would be like having 6 months of eczema or something like that. And then that's what Andre said, a case of eczema or something. And Andre said, it's a good thing I have a good sense of humor. And then to get back at him a little bit, Andre said, let's see, I'm going to order a couple of martinis. And Lucas, can I get you a Shirley Temple? You know, he said something. He says, Lucas, you know, he does that like traditional thing, like when somebody marries a spouse, he's like, I'm not going to try to take over for your father. I'm just, you know, going to try to be your stepfather, whatever.
Yes.
He says something like, oh, and you don't have to worry about me trying to take over for your, or compete, or take over for your father. And meaning like Bill Horton. And he said, and then when he ordered the drinks, he said, and Lucas, would you like a Shirley Temple? Because we all know, like, your father, he was an addict or something like that. So he throws that in at some point. So Lucas is just wanting to punch him. And then as Lucas is ranting at one point, he says, you married a guy who beat me up while he was in drag. And I thought, oh, my gosh, the people that wrote the script that day had to have been people who are familiar with the history. And it was Richard Coulson.
You could see Andre puts his head up, hand up over his head like, oh, no, you know, when he said that.
Yeah, like that's a period of time we probably all wish we could forget, right? But, so that was back in 2007 with the folio, I believe, when Andre was under disguise, several different disguises.
Yeah.
I
can't believe
I mean,
you married a guy that beat me up in drag. Yeah. Like, oh, God, that was a great line.
While he lived in drag. That was awesome. And so I did look at the Evangelist listening. It was Richard Coulson did the script, so I was not surprised at all.
And
getting
back to
what Kate... I figured I'd be the Coulsons or Anderson because they know the show the best. What was that?
Mm-hmm. And getting back to the humiliation when he kept telling Kate, you're humiliating marriages. So Kate turned around and said, and talking about humiliating marriages, Chloe, Nicole, Sammy, and he goes, touche, mom. Like, yeah, okay, I guess so. He's had his share of humiliating marriages, so it's like, yes. So
that was great.
Like,
like passing the barbs.
And then another thing Andre said to Lucas when he left, then he's leaving, he said, well, maybe I could take him camping and fishing and then drown him.
Yeah.
He says, and then we can all be one big happy family again.
Yeah, happy family. Oh, I don't know. It was just crazy.
So that was their whole little.
I
know. So.
I just want more. That's all I can say.
Well, then it continued on. Well, then they had this. She says, "Well, let's get home. We have this interview with Country Club Weekly." So they were having this interview.
Oh, that's
Country Club
Weekly. Oh, yeah.
And they go back to the mansion, and the ladies there interviewing them. And you could tell they were, like, jockeying for position, like, and she says,
oh,
Mr. DeMere, you read the newspaper, and Mrs. DeMere, you pour him tea. Oh, I'm going to read the newspaper, too. Like, there's no way I'm going to be, you know. And then he's trying to sign the papers.
And they're asking how you make decisions.
And she says, I'm signing. Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
They were, like,
she was like, well, how do you make choices or something or make decisions? Do you consult one another when you make decisions? And Andre was kind of like, well, yes, whatever. And then she says, oh, no, I why would I consult him? He doesn't really know anything or something like that. And he said something about he has such great gut instincts or something about business or whatever, that she's continually impressed with his gut instincts about business and all.
Right.
And they got back and forth. But it was just, I mean, the timing, again, I don't know how the lady who was playing the interviewer was keeping a straight face. And then at the end they said, well, so are we going to be on the cover of the magazine? Are we going to make the cover? And she says, She goes, that's a very good possibility. She says, we've never interviewed anyone, any couple quite like you two before. And then she laughed.
Yeah. When they were saying about the business sense or something and being intimidated by it, and she says, I'm not intimidated by something that somebody doesn't have. Meaning Andre, business sense. And then he said, could also tell her about how you peddled your assets.
Your assets.
Set.
Yeah.
And he said, and you started from the bottom and worked your
bottom
way up. And I'm there, you naughty boy. I know. Yeah, it's a big, big thing.
Naughty?
That's like,
my goodness.
I know.
And then
they were taking a picture, and he says, oh, this is, we got to stand on this side. This is my best side. And she said, no, the best picture would be if you'd leave the room. I'm like,
be better if you were stood in the hall. No, stood in the hall.
Oh, stood in the hall. Yeah. They said, think good thoughts. And she said, divorce. it's a smile. Think good thoughts. And she said,
she's
divorce.
Like, and then she's what were you thinking? Divorce? Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, divorce.
Was
great.
Their timing was perfect because it was some ways subtle, some ways not subtle. It just kind of was. I mean, their timing together was just
the timing
impeccable.
And the look they give each other.
The sexual tension and the
tension.
And then was that when he grabbed her to dance? They kind of did a little
dance. That was it. He kind of grabbed her. Yeah, he said something about and then something about she said something about you live in a fantasy world or something. He says, and you'll just love it too or something, and you won't be able to have enough or something. And he grabs her and pulls her in, but she's kind of like keeping her, like pushing him like that, and they're kind of dancing, and he twists her around, and then she gives him did you want to say about her? She's going to be the rock in that relationship, and she said in business, and he said, that is not going to happen. That's what he said to her. And she'll said, we'll see. And then they kind of like danced a little bit. And then it was like, I'm there. Oh, we want to see them do the tango in more ways than one.
Horizontal and vertical. Yes, it was just perfection.
You're going to grow to love me. He wants her, you know. He says, you're going to grow to love me.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, she's the one that's, like, pushing him back, holding him back. So I don't know. But she wants, you know, she's the one running the company. And he's, like, upset because, you know, he wants in there.
Yeah,
but he knows he has to go past her. And, you know, they're going to have conflicts of interest with Abigail and Gabby.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing. You know, they're on opposite ends of that.
Yeah.
So.
I think
being a problem.
It's fun because there's just all kinds of ways that this could There's so many ways to write this to make it to keep it for longevity and to keep it going. Oh my gosh. It was delightful.
Let them keep getting more power. And what I would like is, like, Chad's supposed to get it back in 6 months. But it'd be nice not to see Chad get it back in 6 months.
Yeah.
Andre and Kate stay in charge somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're doing such a fantastic job that they're thinking, you know what? And we don't need Chad anymore. So, that could be interesting. So, I hope they keep this marriage going.
There's just a lot of twists and turns. I just hope that I know that Lauren tweeted that she had a stack of scripts and everything. And of course, somebody, Jason47 or whatever, he tried to have a little bit of a, we got some information by looking at the script cover page, but I don't really think it gave away much. But anyway, so that was a little bit of a thing about a week ago. But anyway, so I know that she's getting a lot of scripts. I'm hoping that we see much more of their fun stuff, because it was really. But you can see how it could totally turn romantic and sexual and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then also be on that and also be on that other plane as well. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of places to take this. So,
and it depends on what these new writers now are going to do.
It's been a while since I've rewatched some things, and I would say, you know, I rewatched
exactly.
The scenes
I watched it twice
two or three times,
now.
And like the wedding scenes, I rewatched and stuff. So it's like there have been very few of those times in the last several months that I've rewatched something.
Tell me this, I bet you other people have watched it twice. Tell me, what other scenes do you think people go back and watch twice? Nobody else's scenes, probably, but theirs.
No.
That are worth to go back to take time to watch twice.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's not that the actors aren't, you know, the other actors aren't good. It's just that the material has been rough for, you know, some of these stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like I missed some stuff, and I did have to watch
it
twice.
Like, I had to rewind, because, like, at one point, there was at one point when Andre says something about soulmates. He goes, he was being sarcastic.
Yes.
And he says soulmates. I didn't catch that line. I went back, and when I listened, it was something like she goes on about how it's just a business arrangement. And goes, I thought we were soulmates.
And it's the way Tao will inflect something and the way he says it, you know, sometimes it's like, sometimes you have to really listen to him, because when he, with his accent, and sometimes his voice will go low. Yeah, you don't catch it like right
away. But
then
it makes it fun if you rewind it and you're like, oh my God, that was hilarious, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
It was.
A lot of fun. So, anyway.
And that was
so
only one day,
it
seems like it was like all week. I mean, that's what you remember. It's Friday.
Gosh.
But it's good it was Friday,
gosh, I know.
You know, because it kind of ends the week on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, otherwise we can speed through here. We had a caller on a while ago, but the call dropped, and I don't know if they just had to go or if Blog Talk dropped them, but I was going to catch that caller, so I'm not sure what happened, but I just wanted to let them know that I saw that. I was about to click on it, and it dropped. So anyway, hopefully Blog Talk's not giving us problems tonight. I want to shout out to Jen. I think, didn't she say she had she was going to be somewhere this weekend? So, also want to give a shout out to
There's
her.
Oh, okay. A lot of times she's there,
and,
or whatever.
Yeah, but I think she said she had to be somewhere maybe this weekend. So anyway, I hope she's having fun, and we'll miss her, and hopefully see her next week. And then let's see. So so we could probably summarize the rest of it as JJ gets arrested for Amos's murder. He doesn't really remember if he did it or not. He just knows that
but
there's DNA evidence
did.
that he struggled with him because it came back that his DNA was under Damos's nail. Justin's representing him. There's all kinds of drama with that. Okay, whatever. And then Sonny's struggling because he had some memories of finding Damos with the stabbed to death.
And he started thinking, oh my gosh, I think I may have done it, but he can't remember. And Victor's trying to put the kibosh on that BS, like, no,
right.
I'm not going to go confess to this. But JJ's his cousin, so it's kind of like, okay, I don't want JJ to fry for something I did, but I don't remember doing it. But anyway, so there's all this back and forth. And, you know, who I was thinking, like, when I first saw the scene where before the party, when Deimos tells his bodyguard guy that he's, mm-hmm. trying to get this amulet worth $20 million, I thought
right there
that dude's gonna be the one to offer.
Well, see,
you know,
and
because
that, yeah,
he wants the
yeah.
amulet.
Mm-hmm. Or that one waiter
know,
for Halo too, and he's coming up now.
Yeah.
There's a spoiler
okay.
that he's coming up as a witness to, you know,
oh,
but he's gonna
okay.
say that
okay.
that he saw Sonny or somebody. And JJ's trying to be, I don't know if, then I keep thinking, is JJ keep saying that he did it because does he know and is he protecting somebody? Then I'm wondering if Gabby, maybe was it Gabby?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know, but I read on JJ's 47 site or somebody, or was it some days thing saying that this is going to go on and it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
A shocker who you least suspect. So I'm kind of thinking, okay, it's going to be one of those surprise ones. I don't know. Maybe it's Xander. Or maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's Maggie.
Yeah,
I don't know. Who knows? You know,
oh, that's right.
Maggie
Maggie, yeah.
And she wasn't. And
uh-huh.
she wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
So she hasn't been. She hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So.
But then,
Marlene
is hypnotizing, hypnotizing everybody to remember. Lonnie was trying to, you know, remember some stuff, and she's the one who got him in trouble, and. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. And then we had the whole Rafe proposing to Hope, which was kind of cute in a way. Did you see that?
I didn't see that part.
The whole Rafe proposal, he wanted to propose to Hope. So he took her, like, to the park where, like, a camping thing on their lunch hour. And he's just about ready to propose. And Julie butts in thinking, oh, look. But she doesn't know.
My
She's
gosh.
Thinking, oh, look, we're having a little,
uh-huh.
oh, can I join you? A little picnic. Oh, how nice this is.
Oh, my goodness.
So Hope goes in to get more food, goes into the tent, and he's there, Julie, you got to get out of here. And she's there, what? You know, Julie, like, what? What do you mean? And he says, I'm trying to propose to Hope. What? You are? Oh, that's so wonderful. But wait a minute. You can't do that. First, it would be you have to go and ask Doug, you know, permission. That would be so great. And, you know, that's old school. And Doug would just love that. And you have to do that. He said, okay, well, you keep Hope busy. So he had to go to Doug and propose, you know, ask Doug's, you know, and Doug's all happy. Oh, but you know what? Doug says, you got to go to Victor. You know, that's Beau's father. You have to go ask his permission, too. So he runs over to Victor's. Victor's fine with that. And he says, but you got to also ask Roman. You better go over and ask Roman. So he had to go over and ask Roman. So he goes all through this, you know, till he finds, like, Hope's there. Julie, where did Rafe go? Oh, he'll be back. He'll be back. You know, she's trying to stall, and she's wondering, where the heck? So then he finally comes back, and she leaves, and he asked her. And, of course, she can't answer right away. You know, she's having her doubts. Oh, he's so upset and sad and leaves. And then she goes and talks to Marlena about it, and she's scared, and she talks to, you know, Adrian. She talks to different people.
Mm-hmm.
They finally convince her, and she goes back to Rafe, and then she proposes to him. So then he gets down on his knee and proposes again to her, and she says yes. And so that's where we are with that.
Aww.
But it was kind of, yeah, a little bit,
cute.
And Rafe kind of got a little emotional on there. Oh, my God. Rafe
oh, wow.
Oh, yay, look
wow.
at that.
Okay.
But it was cute. It was cute with the whole, with of course, Julie and Doug and Victor and all that. They make
mm-hmm.
the, you know, they make the scenes, too.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a cute thing. And then
of course.
We have Eric and Nicole. Real quick, Eric and Nicole were like having these, and Brady.
Yeah,
Brady found out Brady's not liking it. Yeah, he's kind of a little threatened by it.
They haven't done anything, right?
No.
They just are having
no.
feelings. Right?
They woke.
Okay.
They're having feelings, and they woke up in bed together. And they were under the effects of the halo. And Eric's
mm-hmm.
even wondering if he did it because he can't remember where he was because he
mm-hmm.
had left the room or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
they also are having feelings, you know, for each other. And I think Brady
mm-hmm.
senses something like that. And
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then you have Gabby or Abby Mary Dario.
Chad, Gabby.
Chad,
oh, yeah.
Gabby. I know.
Gabby Mary Dario.
Chad, and then Chad's thinking about Abby, and Gabby's thinking about JJ, and, you know, we've got all these different couples
mm-hmm.
going all these different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Tripp still trying to frame Kayla.
He's trying to frame Kayla, but I have a feeling that by the time he puts all that in motion, he's either going to find out or figure out that Kayla wasn't the one. And then it's going to be like, what does he do to save her from getting in trouble? Because he's setting it up for her to get in trouble, get blamed for killing one of the patients. And so
well,
I have a
Steve's
feeling
starting
that he's
to figure it out.
Doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Steve's doing some investigating, and he tells Kayla he feels someone's framing her. And Jade is still trying, and I think Tripp's starting to have his doubts about Jade. Like, yeah, it's about time you figured it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I love that Tripp guy. I think he's a good actor. Really like him. Let's
he's
see.
Good for Steve and Kayla.
So,
think of anything else.
We got a caller. Hang on. I may have spoken too soon here. Hang on. Hello. Hey, you are here.
Oh.
Hey, I was thinking that you had said that you weren't going to be here tonight or something. And I was like, oh, wait, I think that's her number. Good. So did you hear us talking about Condre?
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see them. I have got to watch it.
You haven't seen it?
No, I'm actually on vacation and on my cell phone right now.
Yeah, that's right. You're on vacation.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it, Jen. You are going to love it. Definitely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Even though we said all that stuff, you still have to see them.
You still got to see it because it's just, we can't convey the are you enjoying
the one-liners?
And Victor on in the same week? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Victor. Yeah. Yeah. Missing Maggie, though.
Yeah, Maggie, has Maggie been on very much lately?
I don't think so.
For quite a while, like a couple weeks or more. I haven't seen her.
Last time I saw her, she was yelling at Damos.
Yes.
Oh, hey, before I forget, because Marianne, I know you wanted to mention this. Did you, Jen, I'm not sure if you heard about this either, but there was some Ian news. Do you want to share that before we forget?
Oh, yes. Ian is, and it just happened, just broke this week, Ian Buchanan is going back to The Bold and the Beautiful as the character James Warwick, which that man is making me watch, to try to watch another soap. That's kind of,
oh, dear.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Making me watch all the soaps? You know, so he's going back there. So, yeah, and I think, in fact, Wednesday he started filming, so he's back. So I'm going to have to, and I did kind of read up a little bit of that character's history, but as far as the rest of the characters on the show, I have no clue. So,
yeah.
But Kimberly Brown, I guess.
I watched a little bit of Bold and the Beautiful maybe back in, gosh, when it first started, maybe back when I used to watch YNR during a period of time. Seems like I watched it because I remember Ridge and all the, but I remember like the
older
characters.
Yeah, and I guess they're
still on. All their kids that have grown up that have been sore-assed and grew up, and they're probably now the stars of the show. I have no clue who any of them are, but I might actually give it a shot just to watch Ian.
I think he airs in August sometime. Yeah. Of course, they're not as far ahead. Here's Bold and the Beautiful. He started filming July 5th or whatever. He's going to be on in August already, mid-August.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You know who else is on there?
What?
Chloe's mother. Patricia Darbo.
Patricia Darbo.
Oh.
Yeah,
she's on there?
And then not that I was a big fan of his, but Darren Brooks is on there still, isn't he?
I saw he's on there, Darren Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to
look at the characters.
So he's been on
there for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So
now,
anyway,
was Ian,
so congrats
ever
to Ian.
On? Was he ever on Young and the Restless? Does
so,
anybody know? Ian.
Ian. Oh, I.
Is that the only soap left? Is the one that's on the ones that are on now that he hasn't been on? Mhm.
Yeah. Oh, and Wallace cooked salmon today on General Hospital. I heard.
He did what?
He sang.
Oh, he sang? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yes, yes. Oh. Wally Kirk. I haven't seen it, but they did have the Niv wedding, the Ned and Olivia wedding yesterday, and apparently he does sing at that. So.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's on YouTube.
Isn't that cool for Wally? Wally is such a great
guy. Yeah, he's
like,
got some person
and everything. And that's so nice that he's been able to, like, keep busy with both shows, you know, that they are willing to let him do that and everything. Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, I just really think that's neat. So, anyway. I've also heard, I may have to watch the ABC On Demand to watch some of that GH stuff this week, because apparently Thursday was really good and Friday was really good, too, as far as that goes.
Oh,
So,
I have to get back into GH. I haven't watched that in a long time.
I
watched
guess,
it,
you know,
it always watching it.
It just occurred to me, because sometimes I forget now, because it seems like whenever there's sweeps month, usually seems like we're not doing sweep stuff on days. It seems like the sweep stuff happens the month before, a month after the sweep month.
Yep,
but this is totally a sweeps month, July. And so I guess that's, you know, just getting murdered, kicking off the July, you know, whodunit, and the party, tossing up all the relationships and, you know, in the air and kind of seeing how they fall has happened. So that's cool. But the Andre, Kate and Andre thing, that's the best part of
the best part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they don't get an Emmy this year, it's a crime.
What?
If Kate and Andre do not get an Emmy this year, it's a crime.
Yes.
Oh,
it is.
I know.
Oh my gosh, they so need to be submitting some of this stuff on their reels.
They need.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
So it was fun watching it, and I don't know. I think. I don't think we had any. We kind of got to the point where we didn't have much left. Did we, Marianne?
Yeah. I think. Did we cover everybody? We said about Rafe's proposal. We talked about Trip. I'm trying to think of other characters, or of the storylines that are going on. I think we hit most of them that are going on, right? That I can think of.
I think so.
Yeah.
And let's see. And Jen, when did you leave for your vacation?
I left on Thursday, but I didn't get to watch any of the days except for when I left on 4th of July. I did see that one.
Okay. Cool. They didn't even really do a 4th of July, did they? Or did they?
Yeah, well, at the pub.
They have
decorations
out.
Steve was.
Okay, they had decorations
Steve was
out, but
thrilling.
They didn't really.
Yeah, and Joey and Tripp were helping him. And then they said something about fireworks, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They at least mentioned it.
But they did
reference
it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Because I saw that the table decorations were set for 4th of July, but I didn't really see,
mm-hmm.
you know, actually didn't see parts of this show this week. So anyway,
yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Marianne's just getting off vacation and having to go back to work. And
yeah, and
Jen's
I had a fun
4th
of
her,
July in
yeah.
Philadelphia. That was nice. My son's there. That was
nice. Oh, that's a neat town.
Fourth of July in Philly.
That's a neat town to have 4th of July in.
Oh, yeah. That's
did you guys
the
do anything?
World, yeah.
Did you do anything?
Birthplace of America.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah. Well, it was really neat. On Sunday when we were there, they had, you know, with the Rocky, you know, where Rocky ran up the steps of the art museum, the big
step. Mm-hmm.
Well, they showed on Sunday night outside, they showed the original Rocky, and everyone sat, you could sit on the Rocky steps and watch the movie.
That's
so that was kind of
cool.
Neat. Yeah, that was kind of neat. Yeah, they all museums, yeah. And we went through all the museums and the Liberty Bell and all. It was fun.
Oh,
we had a good time.
That's cool.
Fireworks. Yeah,
cool.
Parades and everything. Yeah, so they had a lot going on.
Fun.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I think I passed that on the train ride down.
What's that?
I think I passed that place on the train ride down. We're walking up the stand. Yeah.
Oh, on the train. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, you might be able to see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Philadelphia. Huh?
Yeah, she's saying she went through there at some point. So cool. Well, enjoy the rest of your vacation, Jen.
Will do.
And have
Have
a fun
I'm ready
time,
to go
nice
again.
Time, resting and relaxing and doing whatever fun things you have. And let's see. I think that's about it. Unless anybody else has any more. This week I will say there's promo time for Kate anyway. On Tuesday, Kate, Kayla, Marlena, and Valerie have a girls' night out. So that should be interesting. We don't get to see that very often. So that's on Tuesday's episode. So so anyway. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jen, on your vacay.
Okay.
And have fun.
All right.
And Marianne, glad you had a nice time. And happy American independence to our country. And all right, well, then we will see everybody next time. And then we may have some surprises coming up soon. All righty.
Awesome.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.